Well, just imagine you are in outer space looking at our planet Earth. Imagine you are alien to the ways of our world. You are a spacewoman or a spaceman. I think I'll go for space chick. Anyway, you're coming to this incredible planet for the first time. Imagine your spacecraft hovering over this very place, up there in the, up and there in the skies. St. Matthew's in the city, downtown Auckland, New Zealand. Just imagine. There are these earthlings sitting in rows, paying attention to some other earthlings up in front of them. And they're looking down at funny little bits of white stuff in their hands with black marks on it. They make noises together. Sometimes the noise changes when that earthling, who sits at a special box, runs his fingers over the box, and a different noise comes out. They stand up, and then they sit down together, and so on. It's a bit like a scene from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, for those who remember that crazy, zany, and fun book or TV series. But all fun, wacky imagery and sci-fi aside, this scenario presents very real demands upon us because it asks us to explain and to try to give voice to what we do here in church every Sunday and why. Here we all are in church, about to share in the unique and primary sacrament of our faith. We are, well, most of us, we are about to kneel down. Some of us draw strange sorts of lines across our chest, one way across and the other way going down. Sometimes our head is bowed. We open our hands into a cradle or a cup, ready to receive something. We take a metal receptacle from an unusually dressed person and raise it to our lips. Often we stay there for a few seconds with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Then we get up and go back to where we were sitting before in this big space. So what's the deal here, that space chick would be sure to ask. Well, we call it Eucharist or Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper, the Heavenly Banquet, the Eucharistic Feast, the Mass. Here we embrace and affirm the incarnational mystery of our faith. It is a thanksgiving for all of creation, the universe, and for our unique relationship with Jesus Christ. We believe that by participating in this rite, that we are part of something wonderful, powerful, transformative, miraculous, something that defies normal human rational understandings, something that affects us all profoundly at a level that is deeper than our thoughts. Eucharist translates as thanksgiving. Communion is a translation of the Greek koinonia, which in other contexts means fellowship. Thanksgiving and community are the basis of what we enact today. Well, we've been reading the sixth chapter from John's Gospel over the last five Sundays, and I can't really understand why. It's the year of Mark, and then all of a sudden, bang, in the middle, for five Sundays, we get chapter six, which is all about the Eucharist. And I think, is it because it's the 12th Sunday after Pentecost? And maybe seven, which is the perfect number, and five? I play around with all these ideas. Clay probably knows, but I'm still a bit of a bunny in these areas, I think. Anyway, the closing verses that we heard today allude to this great and unfathomable yet intensely real mystery. As you heard in these verses, Jesus tells us that it is his flesh and his blood that will give us life. We eat bread, which signifies his flesh, and we drink wine, which signifies his blood. And in this action, we abide in him, and his spirit gives us life. The space chick, with a look of consternation, would certainly ask, how does this work? Well, there are various understandings of what happens. Historically and to this day, Roman Catholics, some High Anglicans and Anglo-Catholics believe in transubstantiation, where the consecrated elements of bread and wine change into the actual flesh and blood of Jesus as they receive them. In general, the range of understandings in our Anglican tradition is typically broad. Some hold to the idea of remembrance or a memorial of the death of Jesus, the life he lost in solidarity, his blood that was spilt on our behalf. There are many different ways of looking at it. Many others believe in a real spiritual presence of Christ by the power of the Spirit. It is a very personal, and I'm sure even here in our gathering today, there are a variety of understandings of what happens, and more importantly, what it means in our own lives. One's understanding and experience can also change as we travel along our particular faith journeys and as we move through the various stages of our lives and different happenings. For myself, I don't hold with transubstantiation, but in the presence and the place or space into which I willingly enter to honour and to receive that which touches me and resonates in my life at a profound and deep level. At times, for me, this has given incredible solace and hope, sometimes a piercing revelation, but always a giving over to something mysterious and something real that gives and offers me more than I will ever understand. But as we are different, our experiences are also different. Traditionally, and up until the middle of last century, Eucharist was not something that we did every Sunday. It was at various times only celebrated by the upper classes, while the hoi polloi drank gin, no doubt, or perhaps irregularly throughout the year, and for some, a monthly celebration. This might intimate that it was, therefore, not as important as it is now. But quite to the contrary, that's not so. Eucharist has always been crucial and utterly central to faith from its apostolic beginnings. And in fact, as I was reading around this, I was thinking, wow, this is just amazing. 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago, someone did this and we're still doing it in our way right here, right now. It's quite wonderful. However, in churches where it is an infrequent celebration, Eucharist can be seen to become even more significant as it maintains a sort of scarcity value. Closed communion, where only members of the church or the baptized can partake, is still very common. But here at St. Matthew's, we lavishly practice open communion where anyone who wishes to commemorate the life and teachings of Christ are welcome regardless of faith or affiliation. We believe that everyone is welcome at God's table. The vital ingredients of Eucharist are the ministry of the word and the ministry of the sacrament. The former prepares for the latter. They are both critical to the celebration, for without the word, we are left with a mystical enactment, which could degenerate into sort of a magical subjectivity. And without the sacrament, we remain too much in our intellect, in our conscious minds. Together, they culminate in what I believe is a Kairos moment. And I note, I put a footnote on my sermon. From the Greek, biblically, we inhabit two kinds of time: chronos, which is the linear clock time that we inhabit, and kairos, which are special existential moments in time. And in Eastern traditions, when a person meditates upon a holy icon, losing oneself in the icon is to enter into eternity, which is kairos time, or God's time. It's very common amongst mystics and poets. Anyway, this Kairos moment, I believe it is a very sacred moment, a movement of the heart towards God, where the past, the present, and the future fuse, and there is only the now. And this is where the gift and the mystery reside. in that moment when everything stands still, when we participate in this living instance of God's invisible grace. Eucharistic worship is renewing and healing to our minds and souls. It transforms and gives hope and rest. We can receive new eyes and visions of how things can be. We emerge refreshed and revived again and again and again. As for space chicks and the like, I believe that these Kairos moments are there for everyone, just as we practice here at St. Matthew's. And just maybe that space chick might, if she came along, get a glimpse of another space, another universe, another world, one filled with the grace and mystery of a cosmic moment that gives life and hope, where we connect with something mysterious, something holy, where hearts are opened and we glimpse our God.